The Lions returned to Allen Park on Saturday for short practice following their preseason victory over the Jaguars Friday night at Ford Field. After the game, the team put draft pick TJ Jones on the reserve PUP list and cut six players from the roster ahead of Tuesday's deadline. Here's what Coach Caldwell and the players are saying moving forward from Friday's game.
We had a chance to look at the film and evaluate it, and obviously didn't look much different than what we saw last night, in the sense that what we thought we saw, we saw. I do believe that there were a bunch of things that we pointed to that we thought our guys did a great job with, just in terms of effort and enthusiasm and things of that nature. But then there were some negative sides with the turnovers and the penalties. So we address those things like we always do. We don't hide from them, but we don't let it linger or anything of that nature. So we, we'll get past it, and we'll use it as a springboard to get better.
I thought it was good. There was a lot of things we have to clean up, though. There were too many penalties, I think. We did some things well. I think we're continuing to grow as a group. There's some things that's in our control that we can handle and clean up, and that's all we can really focus on. You know, we can't really control how they're going to officiate this year.
First and foremost, you have to understand that whatever you do in practice is what ultimately is going to give you a chance or a shot to be able to, actually play defense, whether it's the fourth linebacker role, starting linebacker role, no matter where it is on the defense, whatever you do in practice, it eventually pays off.
You never really know, because you never really know what they're thinking upstairs. So I'm hoping that I made a really good impression on them tonight. So they said this is a really important game, so I made sure I put my best foot forward.
George has quickness. He has explosion. He's long. He's linear. I think he's really just kind of scratching the surface of where he's, because he changed his body type. He's much heavier. He's trimmed down. I think he's at his natural weight now. We're excited about him.
I mean, it's not my decision. At the same, I'm always going to cheer on somebody. I'm not going to wish any bad thing upon anyone. So I was happy for him. I'm supportive. I'm supportive of every linebacker. Don't matter if they're in front of me, behind me. That's just how I'm going to be. We're a unit, and it takes all of us to play well.
There's always something changing, because what happens is that some guys play better, some guys don't play as well. This was a situation in this particular ball game where we were making a lot of decisions. So, yeah, some things change, because some guys, obviously, as you saw, we released a few guys that aren't here any longer because of the fact that maybe something came up in the ball game that made a determination that we're going to do something a little differently. So that all cascades into the next game.
The Lions have just a few more practices early next week to impress the coaches before closing out the preseason on Thursday against the Buffalo Bills. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.